Listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to Shoot the Defence on FNX, brought to you by Save Association. I'm your host, Stel, and joining me on this special edition is none other than Western Sydney Wanderers fullback Raul Llorente. Raul, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. Thank you for calling me. I'm really good, thank you.
Fantastic. Raul, tell me something. You signed for the Wanderers in August. How have you found your time at the club so far?
Yeah. I found the club when I play in Greece, and we are, my family and me, we are so happy here, you know. But this is so far from Spain, from my home, from my family, you know. So we miss a little bit Spain, but we are really happy here. Fantastic life, fantastic team, and we'll see, you know, because now we are in the last games of the season, want to play the playoff. And want to win the championship. So the great 2 months in front of us.
That's right. I mean, you said that, you know, Australia is very far from Spain. Before you played in Greece, you got on a plane, maybe 2 hours you get to Spain.
Yeah. When I played in Greece, we had 3-4 hours. I don't remember. 4 hours, maybe 4 hours. Now I have 25 hours, so this is far away.
That's far away.
But it's okay because I am doing the I'm playing football, so this is the most, after my family, I love my family, after my family I love football, so I'm doing that. I'm happy. I don't care if I am in the other on the other side of the world, you know.
That's right. So tell me something, the A-League has had many foreign imports over the years. So what made you want to join the A-League?
Now the A-League is beautiful. You know, it's like, I think it's like the little brother of the Premier League, you know. It's fantastic. I enjoy too much playing here. And there are many foreign players, especially from Spain. There are, I think, 10 Spanish players here, so it's fantastic. The level here is really good, and every year is much better. Better players, better the teams are more professional, so the league is year by year much better. It's fantastic.
And has it taken you a bit of time to get used to Australia, but... I know that there are some Spanish players already at the club, so did they make it easy for you to learn the place?
Yes, easy, because the players from here and the club helped me too much, you know, to make me easy to feel better in this country, because different cultures, different languages, different everything. So I didn't need too much time, because the club and the players helped me a lot, so I'm grateful for this.
Brilliant. Now, you've played in most of the Wanderers games this season, so what can you say about the competitiveness of the league? Is it very similar to the Greek Super League, or is it like the Segunda in Spain?
No, it's different. It's different. It's a big difference. The A-League is more physical, no? It's more physical. Tactically, here in Australia, tactically, they don't practice, I think, because here the people, when it's a boy, they didn't play football, you know? They play rugby or cricket. So they are not... this football culture like we have in Spain or in England. But the A-League... When I speak with other players, play here from many years before, it's much better. Year by year, it's much better. And the players that come in, they are good players, you know, For example, we have two players that play in La Liga many years, as Oriol or Álvaro Cejudo. So that players put more quality in the league. So it's a fantastic. I'm so happy to play here, really, because I don't know. I feel like this is my style to play football.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the kids playing cricket and rugby. Have you seen the kids play football in Australia? And if so, where do you think they need to improve? Are they technically good enough?
Yeah. The people here the kids in the school play now play rugby, play cricket, 100%, yeah, because it is a sport from many years. But now the kids also play football. That is something. It's something important, you know, and they have to improve. I think I'm nobody to say nothing about what they have to improve, you know. But I have some thoughts about the football in Australia, and they have to improve many things, especially tactically, because technically you can see the games. The people has quality. Physically, they are fantastic. Just the tactically, they have not big problem, but they have to improve.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Raul, I know many listeners won't like me to remind you that Sydney FC are 25 points ahead of Western Sydney. Where do you think the team needs to improve if they are to challenge?
You know what is the problem, I think? The Sydney FC, they have players that play together in the last 2-3 years. Same coach, same player, same style, same system. So they know what football they play. And the problem with Western Sydney change every year 10, 12, 15 players. So you cannot build the important if you change every year more than the half of the team. You know, you have to keep the most of the players and some change. But this is the more important for a football team. Don't change too much, because if you change many players, you have to start again in pre-season and again in the next pre-season and again in the next pre-season. So this is the problem, I think.
Do you think the club are relying too much on Oriol Riera to get goals? Because I know he's got 12 goals in the league this season, but everywhere else, maybe Economides has got one, Sotirio's got three, Bridges has got four. So do you think that maybe more players need to score?
Yes, more players, but they do the best, I think. I have to score because I have many chances. Other players have to score because we have to help the team with the goals. But Oriol make the best, because for me the best player in this league, the best player, especially with the head. And yes, now Chris come to help with his goal, with his football, with his one by one. But we have to score. There are many players that they don't have maybe one goal or even nil goals. So we have to help the team with more goals. Yes.
The thing is, Brisbane Roar and Perth Glory are very close to you in the table. And I know Western Sydney are sixth in the final series playoffs. Now, today, I think you've got Wellington Phoenix, haven't you? Are you confident you can win that game?
Yeah, we are confident. We can win every games, because we have an amazing team, excellent team. If you take player by player, for me, we are the best team in the A-League. But we have many changes during the season, you know, many players in the winter left, and we take just one player. So we can win. We can win today, and we want to win, because I believe in the team. But we have to run, we have to fight, we have to, you know, be concentrate the 90 minutes. But I have to tell you, today we're going to win, and we're going to finish the Champions in fourth position. This is my opinion.
Oh.
And we're going to win the championship, because I believe in this team, you know. I believe in the players, I believe in the coach, I believe in myself.
Fantastic. I think the listeners that support the club will be very happy that you've said that. Raul, I'm going to ask you some quick questions about your teammates. Okay, I've got three questions, quick questions.
Yes.
Who do you think has the best dress sense? Who dresses the best? Who's a fashionista?
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Nobody. But no. if I have to tell you one, okay, Álvaro Tejudo has the best dress in the dressing room.
Okay. So who do you think is the best dancer? Who dances for when they score? Who does the best dancing?
The best dancer, I don't know if he scored or not, but the best dancer in the team is Rolly, 100%. 100% in the chain room, when we put the music, he's the best. Yes.
You need to make videos and then put it on YouTube.
Yes.
So
I will do.
Brilliant. So what do you think is the funniest story you can tell us about your time at the club? What's the funniest moment?
The funniest moment?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have many.
Oh, you can't but, say. you can't example, say.
Okay, I can say many things. Yes, this is one of the things. But for example, when we was in precision with the other coach, you know, the other coach Popovich, was amazing coach for me. Amazing coach, but he's like an army. You know, he's like a sergeant, the army. And he control everything. So one time, one player take in precision one chocolate, you know, one tablet of KitKat. Oh, they fuck us, my friend. They start to scream. They start to my friend. That was funny because not for me because I didn't eat this chocolate. But the other guy, was afraid. Yes, he's scared. He's scared when he screamed. But for That was so funny.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, before I let you go, let's talk quickly about your former club, Atletico Madrid. Now, they are 8 points behind Barcelona in La Liga and have a very good chance of winning the Europa League. What do you make of their first season at the Metropolitano?
For me, this stadium is amazing. When I come back to Madrid, I have to go because I'm supporting Atletico Madrid 100%. And Fernando Torres is like my hero, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you that in front. And after, for me, Atletico Madrid this season, he's going to win the Europa League. And it's difficult to win the championship because Barcelona is the best team in the world. But the people there in Metropolitano Wanda is fantastic. They support the team. Like, I remember when I saw the games Atletico Madrid supporters, I feel like the people from Western Sydney, they support the same. Every day, if you're winning, you're losing, you're drawing, they don't care. They just support. So this is fucking fantastic.
That's right. I mean, Atleti have always been a very prestigious club in Spain. I remember when I was growing up, I used to watch them. They had players like Molina in goal, Milinkovic-Pantic. I think Radio Antic was manager at the time. Quinton Fortune, Kiko was a lot of fantastic players have played there at Atleti, and even recently, Aguero was there, Diego Forlan, Torres, lots and lots of players. But when I talk about Simeone and Griezmann, do you think they will be at the club next season, or do you think they're going to go?
I hope so, because maybe if Griezmann left, you know, we have Diego Costa, we have Camero, we can buy all the one, because if Griezmann go, it's because one team going to pay 100 million. So we have money to buy a good one. But the problem is if Simeone will leave, this is the big problem. Because Simeone is Atletico Madrid is Simeone. You know, so I really hope Cholo will be the coach next season. Not next season, many season front. If Griezmann left, I wish him the best in his career. But please, Cholo, stay here.
Fantastic. Well, look, I know Saul has been very, very good for them this season. He scored a fantastic goal the other night. He has a very big future, doesn't he?
Well, Saul is fantastic. Fantastic. It's, for me, Now in this moment, okay, because Griezmann is in high level, but for me, Saúl is the best player in Atletico Madrid. He run, he play, he make tackles, he score, he make everything. So, and he's 22, 23 years old, so he's very young. So has all his career in front, and he's making amazing football in one difficult team to play is Atletico Madrid. It's very difficult. If you are not the best, you cannot play in Atletico Madrid. So Saúl, he gonna be one of the best players in Spain, 100%.
That's right. And speaking of Spain, do you think they have a big chance to win the World Cup?
I don't know. This is difficult. I really hope we're gonna win the World Cup, but this is difficult because you know the World Cup. Sometimes you have one mistake and you have to go home. So I don't know, but I think we don't gonna win the World Cup. You know, I think that this year again Germany, as every year, and Argentina, they have more chance than Spain.
Oh, okay. Is it because they have bigger names, or do you think they're more organized?
Yes, not more organized. Spain is very organized, but Germany, they play always. They are always in the finals, in the World Cup, in the European. I don't know why they play brilliant football, and they are more organized than Spain, 100%. But Argentina has Messi, so Messi is something different. It's a player different, you know? So if Argentina has Messi, Argentina has a chance to win the World Cup. If Australia has Messi, Australia has a chance to win the championship. So it's not just Argentina, it's Messi the problem.
That's right. Well, Raul, thank you very much for your time. Really, really appreciate it. I hope we can have you back on the show sometime soon. We can talk about La Liga or even the Europa League with Atleti. Yeah. It'll be fantastic to talk to you again.
I'm here for you. When you want, just take the phone and call me.
Gracias, amigo. Thank you very much.
I'm so grateful to call me, and thank you so much to talk with you.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine, my friend. Do you use Twitter or anything like that? Maybe our listeners can send you a message?
No. I am not. I don't like the social media. I'm old school.
Not a problem. Well, guys, that was Raul Llorente from Western Sydney Wanderers. Thank you very much for your time, guys, and we'll be back very soon. Take care.